Florida has the highest rate of new HIV cases in the country. All six major metro areas, including Tampa, Orlando, and Miami-Dade, reported more new cases than many entire states. As Health News Florida continues its series, HIV in Florida, the Rising Tide of Infection, reporter Nadege Green takes a look at one of the most high-risk groups, transgender women.
Poison Ivy is sitting on a bench in a park in Miami. She came out as a transgender woman to her family in January, and then her grandmother kicked her out of the house.
Yeah, she don't want to see a lot of me transitioning. It's just so hard for her to notice that her grandson, someone that has loved her and cared about her for a very long time, is becoming a woman.
Poison Ivy didn't want to do this interview where she lives now. Some of the friends she moved in with don't know what she does for a living.
I charge usually $160, sometimes to $200 a session, or sometimes an hour.
Poison Ivy is a dominatrix. She's 18 years old. We're not using her real name to protect her identity. She asked us to call her Poison Ivy. She says some of her clients want to have sex. For that, she charges extra. Men offer to pay her a lot more if she'll have sex with them without a condom. But she says she won't do it. She knows the risks.
I don't know if you have HIV. You don't know if I have HIV. So I'd rather have sex with a condom on.
Poison Ivy gets tested regularly. She's negative, but some of her friends are not.
There is about 17 women that I know that have HIV, that are trans women.
Shortly before she got kicked out of her grandmother's house, Poison Ivy decided to use her body for cash. Finding another job hasn't worked out.
Hot Topic, Spencer's.
She's lost count
Macy's.
Of the number of job applications she filled out before becoming a dominatrix.
McDonald's, Burger King, it's hard. As a trans woman trying to find a job and trying to be yourself at this job.
Trans advocates call what Poison Ivy does survival sex work.
It's the ostracism, the prejudice.
Araya Lester is a transgender woman and director of Trans Miami. She says living as a trans woman means a life of discrimination.
It's what leads many trans people to find themselves unemployed and having no way to sustain themselves.
Ariana Lent is the coordinator for transgender services at SunServe, a Broward County nonprofit, and she's a transgender woman who's HIV positive.
Many of my clients, they are scared. They do a sex work.
Sexual contact is the most likely way people get infected with HIV. But sex work is not the only way trans women are contracting HIV. Transgender people are four times more likely to live in poverty and can't afford many of the procedures they need to complete their transition.
I think was for silicone injections.
Lint believes she became infected with HIV sharing needles while getting underground cosmetic surgeries. She says trans women are also at risk when they share needles for hormones.
We need outreach, we need education, and we need people to be able to go out and do these things.
Dr. Cheryl Zayas treats trans women who are HIV positive. She works at Care Resources, an HIV/AIDS service organization in Miami Beach.
But we can't request the funding for it if we don't know how many there are.
It's estimated that a third of trans women are HIV positive, but no one has clear numbers because transgender people are not really being counted like other communities. Trans women are often incorrectly lumped in with men who have sex with men. Back at the park in Miami, Poison Ivy, the 18-year-old dominatrix, says while she insists clients wear condoms, sometimes men who are paying for sex think they don't have to take no for an answer.
It was in Homestead at like 3 in the morning, and my client tried to like basically rape me. Then when I go get my purse to go dump it out, see if I had anything, and my taser was there. So I grabbed my taser and just tased him. He backed up because he was a big man, like a very big man. And I like grabbed my stuff and left.
Poison Ivy says she doesn't want to take these risks. She's working on her certification to become an HIV/AIDS tester.
I think transgender women would be more like safe with me because I know what they're going through and I know their fears.
She thinks more trans women should be hired to work in HIV prevention. In the meantime, though, she says she'll continue to do what she has to get by. For Health News Florida, I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
You can follow the entire series, HIV in Florida, The Rising Tide of Infection, on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.